We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the last line of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going now further into the Arushas of our Mishnah. So one of the next Arushas are B'nei Achais, which is actually one of the things we discussed, that it comes through that Yairish. For example, we have here the case of the Mishnah we gave the name was Reuven. Reuven died without children and without a father. Who gets the Yerusha? His brothers, Reuven's brothers. And if he has no brothers, who's it go to? His sisters. Goes to his sisters. Now,
sisters not his uncles?
No. Because brother and sisters are equal. They both go first. Just like a ben abbas, so ochiv ben achois of the mace, and then goes to the father's brothers. So here, the case of our Mishnah was that Dina was a sister. Dina's Reuven's sister. And Dina also was not alive, but Dina left over children. The sons of Dina. So sons of Dina are Yerushit. Why? Because they go through her mother. It's not pshat that they're closer than Reuven's father's brothers, Yaakov's brothers. It's not the pshat that they're closer to that. But the pshat is that they are b'makim, their mother who is a sister. That's the pshat. They're b'makim, their mother who is a sister. They're coming through Dina. The Yerushit goes, Dina's next in line, and Dina has children, so Dina's still alive through her children.
Does it go to his father's sisters ever?
Their father's sisters? Yeah, it also goes to the father's sisters, yes.
Why the father's sisters not before his brothers and his sisters?
No, because his sisters go before the father's brothers. His sister goes before the father's brother also. His sisters are the next in line. It goes first children, and children mean Ben Abbas. Goes to his father, the Mace's father. Then it goes to the Mace's brothers and sisters. And so if they have children, they're still alive. So it says in the Brayis like this, Tana b'nei achais v'loi b'nois achais. It's the children, the sons of Dina, not the daughters of Dina, which is Shver. They both should have Yerusha. That's Smarz as a castle. My Hilkasa, Tap Amar the base. My Hilkasa, what's the guy? What's that Negeya? Don't tell me that they're not Yerush. They're not Yerush Dina. They don't get the Yerusha through Dina. It's not true. They do. So Amar Rav Sheish is like Kadeim, that the sons go first. And this is cited in the B of this Gemara. Next few lines is the son always goes first in every type of case. Like, for example, when it's a ben abbas, the ben goes first. Then when you go up to brothers and sisters, the brothers go for sisters. And then when you go to father's brothers and father's sisters, father's brothers go first. It's lekadim. B'nei achais lekadim teaches us din of lekadim. Now, how do you know it's din of lekadim? Tani Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Hamed Rav Huna, could a pasuk says v'yirish. It keeps the same vav. Like the Rashbam explains, every parasha has a vav. Says ve'im ein achim la'aviv masat was nachlas el sheira kar v'lov mishpachta v'yaroshay soy. The pasuk before that says also there that there's an extra. There's keep saying vav. The Rashbam brings down the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says that ve'im ein le'bas ve'im ein le'achim. It always says with a vav, teaching us makas rusha shnei l'rusha shayna my rusha shayna, which is the first rusha of the person who died. Who goes first? The son and daughter, right? Just like the first Yerusha, Ben Kaidim Labas, after Yerusha Shnia, Ben Kaidim Labas. Same thing with Yerusha Shnia, and Yerusha Shlishis, and Yerusha Revius, and Yerusha Chamishis, always Ben Labas. The Rashbam, in different Master, after Yerusha Shnia, gives a few examples. It says, the Achim, Kaidim La'achos, the brothers go before the sisters. The Acheya Av, like you were asking before, Acheya Av, Kaidim La'achos Av. The brothers of the father go before the sisters of the father. Ubenei Acheya Av, Kaidmin le benois acheav. The benay acheav go for benois acheav. So let's say you have, you know, let's say the brother of Yaakov, of the father of Mesa are dead, but they have children. In their children also, the sons go first. It's Pashut. The sons go first. When they have a walk of their father, same thing like here, but they always go first.
Do the cousins go before the aunt?
No. The aunt goes first. No. Because it goes.
They're coming back with their father.
Oh, so in which case? The cousins. If the father leaves over
nephews and a sister.
It says the achois. Achois is kremes lacheav. That's the word. No, lacheav because there it's not a mishmash. It's not coming through. Acheav is a new type of Yerusha. When you go to your father's brothers, it's not exactly your case. But I'm saying that case. Your case is a different case. That if it's in the same level, then the daughters go first. But it's before the next level. The next level is father's brothers. So of course the mace's sisters go before the father's brothers, and the father's sisters go before the next type of Yerusha. But actually, if the father has a brother with a son, then he's been mocking his father.
I'm saying the cousin goes first.
Yeah. They'll go first because he's makam his father. His father's still alive. Yeah, his father's still alive. Like it says, so his father's still alive. Yeah. But it says if you have two brothers, let's say the father, Yaakov, has two brothers, and this one has sons and this one has daughters, they both get the chelik. I don't know if that was your question, but that's the response figures out. Interesting case that Yaakov has two brothers. Yaakov has a brother, Noach and Adam Rishon, Noach and Adam, okay? And Noach has boys, and Adam has daughters. They both get equally. Because they're both being yerush to the father. The father was splitting the Rusha. Both Noach and Adam was splitting the Rusha. That's how it goes. So it goes, makes it has svaros to it. And Lamai said, it works is, but the ben is always for the bas. When on the same level, the ben is always for the bas. That's the bottom line. On the same level, they go, but the bas is for the next level, the next step. Sotim Maravite, Tani Rabba Bar Chinino Kanino Kameid Rav Nachman. Rabba Chinino says, brought a brisa from Rav Nachman. The pasuk says, V'hoya b'yoyim hachiloi esbanov, on the day that b'yoyim hachiloi esbanov, that's the pasuk says, it's pasuk by Bechar actually, V'hoya b'yoyim hachiloi esbanov, Esa Shayyia loy lo yuchal avakar esben ahuva pnei ben asnuah Bechar. So it says b'yoyim. What's also b'yoyim? Extra word of b'yoyim. So the Brisa Darsh is a Mardika thing. But Yoim at the Mapul Nachlos. By day, you could be Marish Nachlos. You can Marish your possessions. Viata Mapul Nachlos Blaila, but you can't be Marish your possessions. You can't give inheritance by night. Omle Abaye, he's telling me you gotta be careful when he dies, by the way. Miata, the Shacha be a mama. If he dies by day, who the Arslabana? So his children are Yerushim. And Manda Shacha Belaila, the Arslabana. You tell me if he dies at night, there's no Yerusha. Yerusha works by day? What are you talking about? So they can't be the Drasha. So Abaye said, maybe I'll tell you a pshat. Dilma, maybe you mean to say Din Nachlos Kamis. Maybe you mean the Din of Nachlos. Any psak din of Nachlis have to be by day. Just like we know, dine mamunis have to be paskin by day. And the Rashbam brings down a pasuk in Yirmiyo, that's the Makar for this, is Bezdavid, Dine Lebaiker, Mishpat, that you have to do din by day. And the Rashbam brings down that really the pasuk says, Shaftu Bukhalais, you can do din at any time. Shaftu is Al Mukhalais, pasuk the Tyre. So he answers, the Gemara's Hajjan answers, that Tchilas din has to be Beyoim. Avat Tchilas din Beyoim. Tlachik Siv, Beyoim Echilai. Saying soif din could be gemara din could happen at night, but you have to start a din by day. And the same thing is by nachlois also. Nachlois also, we learn out from v'hoya b'yoyim hachiloi is banov. So it has to be by day. A din that you do, a din tayra that you do, we are nachlois has to be by day. The title of the rice has at least be started by day. I'm going to bring another pasuk with this in the Brisa. The time of the Brisa. V'hoysov nei yisrael chukas mishpat. The pasuk in by the parsha of Nachla says v'hoysov nei yisrael chukas mishpat kasher tzivah Hashem es Moshe. And chukas mishpat means to teach us that it has a din mishpat, which means you need three dayanim and it has to be by day. Those are the halachos. It has to be like a din. And we just had a pasuk b'yom chiloi. It's just by day. I would say it's dafka by a case of a ben, because that was the pasuk talking about. The Hoya Vnei Yisrael, Chukas Mishpat, saying all Yerusha has a din, and has din of, that has to be by day, with three Dayanim. A Roa called Parasha Kula, Liyeh's din, teaches us the whole Parasha of Nachlois, has a din of din. Ukid Rav Yehuda, and we find this idea in Rav Yehuda's Memra. Dom Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Shenichnesu Levaker Esachayla. Three people went in to visit a Dubik Echaylam, to visit a sick person. The halacha is, and then the sick person told them that I'm splitting up my machlos, they figure it out, I'm giving this to them, and everything's figured out. So these three people came to visit, Rotsu Kaisvim, either they could write down what the chayla said, and it'd be like the shikla edim, or Rotsu Kaisvim, they could actually, since the three people, they could actually make a din taira and paskin. Once they paskin, it's binding. And in the case where he made with Avada the Chayla made a kinyan and it was not going to be Chayzer, they can make actually a Shiva's Bezdin and Paskin the Halacha. And it's Paskin. Because they're three. The Rashbam speaks out, why do they say they went in Levaker? The Rashbam says, because they went in to be made in a Adas to say Edus, then they can't become Dayanim. Ein Ein Nasa Dayim. They cannot become Dayanim. So that's why it says, Nichesu Levaker, because they didn't come in Leheyed, they came in Levaker. And then they said, you know what? I want to do my will now. I want to execute it. So yeah, we have a bezdin. We're going to do it. and they sit down, and they can make a din. If it's only shnayim, so kaisvin, they can write down a shtar, which is like a edus, but that's not a psak din. Shnayim, kaisvin is din. Obviously, you can't do din. So you see this idea that we're talking about din. Vam Rav Chisto, this halacha that we just learned, lo yishon well about yoyim. This whole heter that they can, this whole halacha that they can become a bezdin on the spot is only if it's by day. Ava balaylo on top of kofi dalam aleph. Ava balaylo afilu shloisha koisven is a din. But by night, even three, they ride a star, but they can't do a psak din. My timer, the havelu edim, bein enas daim, which means at night they can't do a psak din because it can't be a bezdin at night. So at night you are edim, and ein enas daim means that like this. So Rosh Hashanah goes to the big arichas, and basically it works like this. When three people see something, they don't need edus in front of them because loite shmiya gedolah maria. Hearing is not better than seeing. So if a bezin sees something by day, you don't have to have edus in front of me. I saw it. I can make a psak din. But at night, you can't make a psak din. So now you're seeing as an aid, not as a dying, because you're not a dying right now. So tomorrow you can't say, "Oh, I saw yesterday. I have to have edus in front of me." Someone say edus in front of me. And these chavra can't say edus in front of themselves because you can't say aid to yourself. So therefore, they can't become a dayan. They can't paskin al pi that ria. So if you're at night, you're not going to be able to paskin din unless you have edim who give edus in front of you. That's the only way to do it if the edim will be made in front of you. So you see from here, this idea that we're talking about din, and that's why the Gemara brought this in, that Psak din of Nachla is like din. And Omalei, in Hakanami community, that's what I meant to say. Vayoy vayoy mechiloy, that Bryce, you as a kasha, oh, he only dies at night, die a day. I meant this. That's not what I meant. I just want to speak out another thing. That the Rashbam speaks out, Vein Eid Nasadai, and he speaks out that the whole din is only, he says, Vein Eid Nasadai, he says he could become a dayin. Eid Nasadai doesn't mean he can't become a dayin. He could become a dayin. If they went at night and they heard this from the chayla, and the next day someone else says eidus in front of them, they could become a dayin, even though they were eid. Just means einas dayin is, they can't paskin al day that ria. That's mean einas dayin. If they were eid, they saw it, they can't be a dayin. They could be a dayin. Just they need eidus in front of them. The problem was that the Rashbam said before that by nichnasu levaker, that if they went into to say eidus, can't become a dayin. So Zoy Frank the Mashah, which really a Tosfos really speaks this out. So Tosfos speaks out, a reader from Tosfos speaks this out. It's four lines from the medium lines, and Tosfos on Kof Yudal and Aleph, four lines from the top, from the medium lines. But Afa Pish Pirs Kuntus Yachal Liyaz Dayin, Kishiro Belaila, Kimich Yash Eidim Eidim Fanov, Stol, Kishim Eskavin Lahayed Garatve. That's why before it said Nichsul Vakir. If they went in with a Kavano to Fa'edis, then they can't become a Dayin anymore. That's what the Chitus Rashi is. If they went into the
when could they come down?
If they just saw it. If they just saw something.
If they saw a knife,
they come down the next day. If someone says Aidus in front of them, they can't use that ria. They can't use that ria.
Oh, they have to have news. So it makes
no
that they were there.
Right, no, they saw it, maybe they ate it, right, they saw it, that makes a difference, but maybe it does, because they ate it. Tell them, right, but we're saying that, Mezokter Rashbam, that if they go in Meskavin Lahi, let's say they came at night to see it for Aidus, that they can't be a dying anymore. They went on Meskavin Lahi,
even the next day,
that's the Rashbam holds. Because Meskavin Lahi is different. On that, Taisha says a few lines later, Miu Ein Nira, Pirish Rusha. I don't like his pshat. The time they ain't in us dying, have a oymishum to have an edus yachal azima, or for a different reason, because they need omdush ne anoshim. It says in the pasuk, you need omdush ne anoshim, ela edim fnei Hashem in front of the yon. That's the reason. You need, let's say, second pshat. But omdush ne anoshim fnei Hashem. You don't have it here. Avil edim asman in choyzim yoshim medonim. But if a guy's a scavenger, hey, it doesn't disqualify him. I need something to say in front of me. He argues in the Rashbam, so it's a very important place, Rashbam and Tosfos. If someone goes to scavenger, hey, could he be a dying or not? Rashbam holds that he can't, and Tosfos holds that he could.